Congress has until March 4th to pass a new budget for the FY 2011 fiscal year, but the budget gap seems to be growing wider in Congress, and it has some considering the possibilities of a year-long CR or a government shutdown. Bob Cusack's managing editor of The Hill, and he joins us now with a look at the budget battle. Bob, thanks for being on the program this morning.
Good morning.
Is it technically a continuing resolution if Congress changes, as the House is trying to do, substantially the way that the budget bill looks now?
Yes. I mean, even though, and we've seen this in this fiscal year, that continuing resolutions have passed, but they still can tweak it. Now, this would be obviously a major, what Republicans are offering to do, would be cutting in actual spending in the range of 58, depending on how you count it, $61 billion. It's a major change. But when you do a continuing resolution, whether it, you can tweak it or you can make major changes, and that's where we are now, is that we saw President Obama yesterday vow to veto what House Republicans are offering now. So it's a real showdown, no doubt about it.
Do you and your team have a sense of how much of this in the House is a genuine commitment on the part of Republicans to cutting the spending of the federal government and cutting the structure of the federal government, and how much of it is political base posturing, given that the Senate, controlled by Democrats, will have have likely none of this?
Well, yes. I mean, House Republicans know that whatever they pass in the House, I mean, that's just a marker, because they're going to have to strike a deal with the Democratic-led Senate. That's going to be very difficult. But still, there are some Tea Party lawmakers who are not going to want to go along with what the Senate or the White House proposes. I mean, basically, they didn't come to Washington, they say, to compromise with a president that their constituents don't like and rejected at the polls last November. So whatever the marker is, and I think there's going to be an amendment that will pass that will actually lift the cuts by $20 billion, an additional $20 billion, and that's just for negotiating stances. And then the leadership, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid, and the president are going to have to come to some type of deal before March 4th, though I do think there's a chance that they push that March 4th date off. They do a short-term continuing resolution for about another week or two while they strike a deal.
Is there anybody that believes that Senator McConnell in the Senate and that Speaker Boehner and Leader Cantor on the House side think that it would be a good idea and think that it would be helpful to them for the government to be shut down for a period of time?
Well, they say absolutely not. They do not. Their intention is not to shut the government down. They want to reduce government spending. They have said that repeatedly, and they've been frustrated that Democrats are the ones talking more about a government shutdown, because Democrats have made that accusation that really Republicans want to shut down the government. Now, are there some conservative Republicans in Congress that privately want to see the government shut down? Yeah, sure there are. But they're using this, they're not ruling out a government shutdown, because if they do that, then that hurts their leverage with the White House. But they are saying repeatedly, and the number two Republican in the Senate said it just last night, we're posting something right now on that on our website, that Senator John Kyle said there's not going to be a government shutdown. But the thing is that both parties are going in opposite directions, where Republicans are seeking more cuts, and Democrats are saying we'd like to just see, you know, current funding levels or maybe a small cut. So it's not like they're getting closer, and we're almost 2 weeks away for the March 4th deadline.
Bob, we'll link up that story about Senator Kyle's comments at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive, so our audience can find it anytime they want. With the changeover that's potentially coming, and you mentioned Senator Kyle, he's already announced he's leaving. So in essence, he's got nothing to lose. Senator McConnell's obviously going to be around for a while, already gearing up for reelection. Speaker Boehner and Leader Cantor just installed into their positions. There's a difference between those leaders saying they don't favor a government shutdown and maybe not actually wanting one to happen. So should we give up on the idea that just because they're saying they don't want a shutdown, that one is not going to happen?
Well, I tell you, you know, a couple weeks ago, I thought all the talk about government shutdown was a lot of political posturing. But over the last couple weeks, I have thought that based upon events, that the chances have definitely increased. Now, I'm not saying that the chances of a government shutdown are over 50%, but I think it's gone from roughly 5% over the last 2 weeks to about 20%, because they have so much ground that they need to negotiate, and the base of the Republican Party does not want to compromise with the White House, but Republican leaders are going to have to compromise. And then you have the presidential politics, because even with the tax cut deal that we saw in the lame duck session late last year, the presidential contenders or soon-to-be presidential contenders ripped that deal. And I'm sure that if there is a compromise, which there probably will be, I'm sure that the Sarah Palins and the Mitt Romneys and the Paul Entes will probably criticize the deal.
All right, let me make sure I got your prediction right here, or your, maybe prediction's too strong a word, your hypothesis. Short-term CR that goes a couple of weeks past March 4th, and then a 20% possibility of a government shutdown at some point after that. Do I have it right?
That's right, that's right. I think that they will put it off to buy a little bit more time, but then conservatives in Congress, I think, are going to say, listen, we either have to have a deal or not. I mean, it's total brinkmanship, but I think it's about a 20% shot. That's right.